Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Friday Night Hangout brought to you by the Craft Beer Nation. Tonight, we're going to be talking about one of the classic styles of beers. It's ESB, English Special Bitter, or Extra Special Bitter, or yeah, I was going Extra Strong Bitter, it could be called. I guess it's a few different ways you could call it there, but nonetheless, we know what style we're all talking about here. So, before we get started, I want to remind you guys that you can follow us on various social media platforms. Just go to our website, craftbeernation.org or craftbeernation.beer, and you can see the links there to our Twitter handle, to our YouTube page, Facebook, Google Plus, all those things. You can and make sure you check us out on we have podcasts. We have two shows, Pints and Quarts and Mashing Out with the Beer Fairy with Ashley Bauer. So yesterday on Pints and Quarts, we had Hugh Sisson on from Heavy Seas Beer out of Baltimore. Probably one of the most fun shows that we had. I wasn't on it last night, but nonetheless, it went very well. And so let's get into it. Our panel, people you've seen before. We're starting out with Linda Dean, hailing from the state of Oregon. She's an Oregonian.
Oregano. I'm an oregano.
She's an oregano.
Origami. She's a paper doll animal creature.
We got Jeffrey J. Davis joining us from H-Town in Texas. What's up, Jeffrey?
What's up? Go Rockets.
All right. Well, go Wizards.
Yeah.
We got Freddie joining us from Boston. He's going to get in the car. He didn't go very far. Today he got in the car, didn't go far, found a new bar. Found a couple new bottle shops, a new brewery opening up near him. This is the best drive of his life today, huh?
Ever. Best 10 minutes.
All right, and we have Lola Larissey holding it down for Florida. Mm-hmm. And I am in Northern Virginia, just outside of the District of Columbia. So, ESBs. Let's start with you, Linda, since you're...
One of the things I want to emphasize is ESBs, the name of the game, is all about balance.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I'm looking for when I'm looking at an ESB. Here's the ESB I'm currently drinking.
Mm. Alesmith.
Alesmith is a good brewery. I really do like them.
Mm-hmm. Pretty.
Pretty dark. I'm not sure I like them this dark. But I really like the head on it because it's nice. It's fairly thin, mm-hmm. and it's not really heavily carbonated. The scent is just a little fruity on this one. I'm getting quite a bit of bitter up front, which again is not my favorite, but it's okay because Alesmith has got the malt balance in there that really gives me just a tiny bit of chewiness to the texture, a lot of malt coming through, so it's a very tasty, savory ESB.
So I'm looking at the BJCP website, and they have, well, some people call it extra special, extra strong bitter, and then in parentheses they have English pale ale. So is that essentially what we're going for? Just an English style of a pale ale here?
It's gonna be a little stronger than the pale ale. It's gonna have something a little fruitier to it.
Okay.
But ESB is a subcategory of pale ale. So I mean, it is a pale ale. You know, it's just usually a little bit higher alcohol, 1%, 1.5%, and a little more hops, you know, on the way in.
Okay. So Jeffrey, since you had the floor just now, go ahead and keep the floor. No, go ahead, keep the floor. Tell us what you're drinking.
You know, for me, I mean, I think of ESB as you know, a kind of standard classic English pub ale, not highly carbonated, as Linda said. So I mean, you pour this, and I had, you know, a fingerhead that you know, relaxed after a minute or two. You know, typically it should be very balanced, but as Linda said, but it's usually a lot of malts, you know, and so I get a lot of this in this beer, and I'll tell you about what the beer is in a second. But, you know, really, a Yeah, I call it an ESB. I call it an extra super califragilistic expialidocious bitter. But it's really not that, you know, for Americans, it's not really that much bitter. You know, it's not a hoppy beer by any means. I mean, and for, you know, I don't know exactly what's the real classical of the style. I typically look for hops on the way in and then sort of more malt on the finish. And that's what this beer does. This is a, I'm drinking a real ale. Phoenix, so this is real ale from Blanco, Texas. They actually call it a double ESB, which I think is just semantics. I think this beer weighs in at 7.2%, which is a little bit higher than a normal classic English ESB, but it's, you know, it's not like a double IPA or anything like that. You know, this is good beer. It's you typically want the color to be much more on the copper end of the spectrum. It shouldn't really, it's either a real deep gold or I like them more towards copper end, you know, lowly, pretty light carb, good coating mouthfeel. You know, this you get, you know, caramel and toffee, malts in the nose, but the first sip is hops, you know, hops coming in and then malty and kind of a little creamy on the finish. So, you know, I think this is a pretty, you know, true to style, probably a little bit more aggressively hopped. It's you know, hopped in an American way more than an English pub style ale. I went to three stores trying to just find a Young's or a Sam Smith, a real English ESB, and I couldn't find one today. I wanted to do kind of a side by side, but this is not too bad. So good job, Real Ales from Blanco, Texas.
So, Jeffrey, to your point, what you were saying that you weren't sure where the term bitter came from. I hit up the old Wikipedia, and apparently bitter is an English term for pale ale.
Yeah, you know, so they have a pale ale. They have, you know, you can just order a bitter, which is, I can't really tell the difference between a normal pale ale, like a speckled hen, and a bitter. You know, a little more hops there, but for an American palate, you would, you know, you probably wouldn't really tell the difference. It's pretty mildly hopped. I think this is 55 IBUs, you know, so it's got some hops to it, but it's not aggressive by any means.
So it seems that the name of the game here is actually trying to determine what's the difference between a pale ale and a bitter. And maybe we'll get there between Freddie and Lola. Who knows? I know Freddie isn't drinking a bitter ESB because I spoke with him already. But Lola, are you drinking one? Freddie, we'll come back to you. Which one are you drinking, Lola?
I have got the one that Linda doesn't like. Well, we're going to see. I don't think I've ever had an ESB. I've heard it before, but I thought it had something to do with psychic stuff. And I said, well, I'm not psychic, not really, so I never picked it up. But maybe it would make me psychic, so maybe I should have picked it up. But anyways, I've got a Red Hook, and it's ESB. So I'm guessing that is American. It's from Seattle.
Right.
And I mean, it's 5.8% alcohol by volume. It's okay to me. I've never had this style, so I can't really compare it to me. It tastes like an imperial, not a stout, but like an IPA, imperial pale ale, because it's got the bitterness, like I associate with hops, and it's got the maltiness. So really, I mean, to me, it tastes like some of the other beers I've had, but it's good.
Would you buy it again, Lola?
Maybe for an everyday beer, you know, the kind of beer where I'm like, I don't really want anything heavy. I don't want anything, you know, fancy. I just want beer brewed the hard way. That's what I want.
Lola's picked up on the exact same thing that I've been told time and time again. A bitter is when you just want to walk out of work, sit down, and drink a beer.
It's a pub beer. I mean, it's sit down, have a couple bitters, and talk to your bros, talk to your friends. You know,
and you know, I was gonna say, like, I'm off style tonight too because I just surprisingly I don't think this style is that easy to find in many places.
It's not very accepted in the United States. It's not that popular because of our love of IPAs and other types of beers, especially the balance needed in an ESB. It doesn't seem to be that popular around here either.
Yeah. Go ahead, Jeffrey.
I was just going to say, you know, there's a couple of the English brands that are pretty common. Like, have you ever seen that Hobgoblin? That's an ESB. Young's has an ESB. So there's a few that are, you know, a few of the British beers that are, you know, that you can find in a lot of grocery stores are actually ESBs.
I think I may have had like two ESBs before, and the only thing I remember about them is that they seemed like first of all, it wasn't a memorable beer, and I remember thinking during the time that this is really pedestrian, like, mm-hmm. And that's kind of like how I feel about brown ales, right? Unless you do something to the brown ale, if you get in my opinion, a brown ale in its purest form is like practice beer, and so ESB, from what I remember, it was like this, there's nothing about this beer that stands out. Like, I'm drinking a beer, and that's it.
But we don't, this is for a time when we don't necessarily want to use the brain power to go, oh my God, what's in this beer?
Yeah. It's a pub beer, easy drinking, talk to your friends.
But I want to taste something.
Yeah, I know. It's pedestrian, as you said. That's why we left for the new territories, Randy. I mean, you know, we needed more excitement. You know?
Well, and to me, while it's not something to go, oh, wow, about, it still tastes good. I mean, I'm not drain pouring. So it's not something I would drive to the other side of town and, you know, stand in line for. But if it's there and if I want beer, sure, I'll go for it.
So essentially, ESB is an English pale ale, but there's something extra special about it.
it's a little more hopped than a standard English pale. I mean, I think that's the way I would say it. I don't know if that's technically correct, but
it's a little more hopped, and it may have 0.2 to 0.4 maybe bits of alcohol, percent alcohol more. This is from Flattail here in Corvallis, and it's really closer to what I think of as an extra special bitter. It's about 5.5 to 5.7 alcohol percent alcohol. It's got a malt backbone, but the bitterness is right there, very, very well balanced, and definitely right after the malt, which is usually where I associate with it, with an extra special.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, Jeffrey, do you really think that it's worth distinguishing the difference between an ESB and a pale ale? Like, is the difference that detectable for it to warrant its own special name?
I would say for us, you know, in the way we think about craft beer today, it's a nuance. But back in the day when English ales, English pub ales were basically pretty much all the same. I mean, what I've read is they came out with bitter and extra special bitter as more like a marketing play, you know, certain brewers to try to differentiate their beers. But as Linda said, I mean, this is a beer that instead of 4.6, it's 5.2. And instead of 35 IBUs, it's 45. You know, it's pretty subtle difference on the kind of American craft beer scale of kind of variation. So, you know, it is what it is. I mean, there's not a huge difference, but technically they're different styles, I believe.
And I think that for that reason, that may be why that style isn't as popular in the States, is because, you know, first of all, we tend to want more aggressive flavors for our palate. And just pale ale, the American pale ale, I mean, American pale ale kind of spans a spectrum, right? I mean, you can get them to where they really toe the line between pale ale and IPA, and you can get them on the other end of the spectrum where they're like really kind of easy drinking, like easy to enjoy beers. And I think that maybe there's a chance that we already drink ESBs within our American spectrum, but we don't even realize it. We're just calling it.
I agree. I actually think that Arrogant Bastard Pale Ale is pretty typical of an ESB.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I would say I've had this flavor before. I mean, I didn't call it ESB, but you know, tastes like Imperial IPA maybe to me, Imperial Pale Ale. So I've had this before, just not in the guise of an ESB.
Yeah, Randy, you know, we did Pale Ales 3 or 4 weeks ago, and I would, you know, and most of what everybody had, I think, except maybe Charles, were American APAs, and I would wager that every one of those APAs had higher IBUs than, you know, than most ESBs, even though they call it a bitter. I mean, they're not really that bitter of a beer, and the malt tends to be really big and, you know, kind of like a backbone, as Linda said, right in the middle of the beer and very balanced with the hops, you know. So it's a different taste, but they're bitter, I think, is the word that kind of throws us off because they're not really what we would call hoppy beers at all. This is a malty beer. I mean, if you ask me to describe this in one word, it's a malty beer with has a little bit of hops on the front end. So,
that's what I like.
I wish Charles were here tonight because one of his favorite styles actually is American Pale Ales. Mm-hmm. So I would. I'm anxious to see, you know, what his thoughts are on ESB since the it's akin to the it's akin to British Pale Ale, but Charles tends to like the whole gambit of pale ale, so I'd be willing to bet money that he would like this style. Linda, so you said Arrogant Bastard kind of drinks like an ESB?
Yeah, it does, although it's hoppier than, you know, we'd classically term. It doesn't have the complete, it doesn't have the equal balance, you know, that I'm looking for. And it definitely has more of a flavor profile to it. But yeah, you could term it as an ESB and serve it as an ESB, and I'll bet you that, you know, you'd get one or two English boys out there who would happily drink it and say, yeah, that's an ESB.
Is that beer classified as an American strong ale?
It's classified as a pale ale, I believe.
Arrogant Bastard?
Is it?
Don't ask me.
Everybody went to the Googles. that quick second. That's an American strong ale.
Strong ale, okay.
So, aren't we doing strong ales later?
Probably.
I think we are. So that's pretty funny.
Well, I was off style tonight because, like I said, I couldn't find any ESBs. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, well, maybe I'll just, you know, drink one of the beers that I have that's probably a little closer to what I can imagine that style being. Mm-hmm. And I chose the Undercover Investigation Shutdown.
Nice.
Ale.
Mm. I don't think I've ever had that.
Oh, it's incredible. And it's funny this beer is an American strong ale. And it's funny that you said the Arrogant Bastard is it's kind of akin to an ESB.
There's no way you could actually, you know, class it as the same as the perfect profile. It's got more flavor than that. It's more exciting.
Yeah.
But it's got the malt of an ESB.
And that's exactly what I like about this beer, even though it's not an ESB. This consistently year after year, Lagunitas has this continuing malt backbone that goes through a lot of their beers. And so, maybe I do like ESBs. If I can get them to have, I like malty beers, and if I could get an ESB that had like a really strong malt profile and you know, just enough hops just to provide it a little bit of balance. If I could get one that had a really strong malt profile, I'd be willing to bet that I would like it. So,
have you ever tried Hobgoblin?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, we got to get you one of those. I would bet anything you would love it.
So Linda, would you say that's pretty, you know, that's pretty kind of typical style reference for an English ESB for you?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And the second you mentioned it, I hadn't even thought of it. And yes, yeah. The second you mentioned it, yeah, Hobgoblin is there.
And that's pretty easy to find. I mean, I see that around a lot.
Really, you find it easy? I mean, it's hard to get over here in my portion of Oregon. I have to special order it, and then I have to make sure that at least a case comes in.
We get it at Kroger here, you know?
Oh.
Like $4, $4.50 or something, yeah.
That's nice.
Well, I'll try to find. I'm looking at Hobgoblin right now, and it says it has a pale chocolate and crystal malts.
Yeah.
And then the hops are like traditional, totally
English,
like
English
Fuggles and Styrian Goldings hops.
And yeah, usually Goldings. Yep.
And the Hobgoblin. So strong and roasted malt with a moderate hoppy bitterness, slight fruity character. So Linda, that goes back to what you were saying earlier. Slight fruity character that lasts throughout the end. And this is one of Michael Jackson's 500 classic brews.
And Randy, what I would say is, if you really wanted to, you know, try some ESBs, I think they're typically a lot better on draft and served at kind of pub temperature. So if you, you know, just find an English pub, that they'll have a couple of them, two or three, and you know, at sort of 55 degrees, the flavor and the malt definitely comes out a lot more. You know, I think they're, for whatever reason, they're better on tap, or a lot of times they're on cask actually. So if you can get an ESB on cask, it's pretty awesome. Yeah,
that's beautiful. Yeah, a cask ESB would be beautiful.
So the best bet is going to be if you want to find a good one, visit an English pub.
Yeah.
Or you know.
Get a Young's ESB is good. The Hobgoblin's good. I mean, there's, you know, Sam Smith makes a good ESB. So. And
what is Sam Smith's ESB called? Is it just
I think it's called Samuel Smith's Extra Special Bitter, I believe.
Okay.
I'm not positive. I haven't had it in a while, but I remember it was solid.
As a rock.
Solid as a rock.
I'm sorry.
Well, I've moved on to a different.
I think it's called. Is it Old Brewery?
Yeah, Old Brewery Pale or something, right? Or
yeah, a Samuel Smith's Organic Old Brewery Pale Ale.
Yeah.
The premium ESB.
Yeah, that's it. You guys will never have to deal with it probably, but if you ever see this Texas ESB called Working Stiff Ale, which I think they're trying to get at that, you know, kind of let's go to the pub after we came out of the coal mine, skip it. It's not an ESB, and it's not very good. So
does it taste like they included whatever that person is shoveling?
Yeah, I'm not sure. He's drinking a beer while he's shoveling that. That's probably like horse manure. I mean, cow manure. This is Texas, Lola. But
that's a green. That's the green bill that he's shoveling there.
Yeah, and probably
brewing while drinking it up.
You know, this thing is heavily carved. It's super light. It's almost it's almost funky. So it's nowhere near the style. So I'm not sure how they're calling it an ESB. But anyway,
you know, what I read about the style says that it's supposed to be have like low carbonation.
Very, very low carb. Like Linda, that second one you poured, I mean, was that a pretty fresh pour? Oh. I mean, yeah, that was. That's what you expect. Almost like no carb, you know, like a quarter inch carb.
We're about to see it.
You're about to see it in action.
That's
science. That's, you know?
She poured that kind of aggressively too.
Yeah, that's
aggressive.
It.
That's how she rolls. But that'll go away in like a minute, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and Jeffrey, it doesn't really stick.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jeffrey, maybe yours turned, man.
I just think it's not that good of a beer. I think this brewery, I've seen them a couple times, but I've never bought it. I think the guy's like a home brewer that like rents time on a bottling line or something, because it's pretty average. Sorry, dude. Whoever it is that brews this, but it's I'm not gonna pimp it, you know.
He got a picture of his brew day on the label.
Yeah, basically.
I can definitely recommend Flat Tail, but you know, you may never see ESB at Flat Tail again. But if you see the Alesmith, yeah, that's I can recommend that. That's actually pretty good. As dark as it is, it does taste like the style, and I could definitely drink a few of these.
But when I think, you know, the name, when I think of an American ESB, the name I think of is Red Hook. I mean, that's probably the first ESB I ever had. So not saying that it's the best, but it's, you know, it's been around for a while. And to me, it's the beer they're known for, you know.
It's very simple.
Yeah.
I won't say anything bad about it. It's good. I'm drinking it, you know. It's the kind of beer where, you know, I won't be unhappy when I'm drinking it. I mean, I'm not going to, like, preserve it in my cabin and be like, okay, I got to wait until New Year's before I drink it, you know?
But are you going to drink it all tonight, or are you going to put the sippy cup on?
Well, okay. All right. I already got the stopper on something else.
Okay.
Because I knew I would drink more than this beer, but I knew I wouldn't drink this beer and this, so I went ahead and opened this, so I have this on the side, and I got to have a little something on the side.
A little something.
There's another thing. I wouldn't recommend storing an ESB.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Exactly. An ESB, drink it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think my greatest chance of drinking the ESB is either going to be me going out and intentionally seeking one out, or me going somewhere where they have a really sparse selection, and ESB is one of them.
Or getting one accidentally under different auspices and not realizing it.
Oops.
There's no way I'd go and pick up a six pack.
Just go to an English pub for lunch to get fish and chips or something, and just ask for one. I mean, I think you'll. I mean, they're great beers. They're very drinkable. They're not super memorable, but they're definitely sessionable. So, don't discount it, man.
Probably something good to drink with food that's not going to compete with anything that you're eating too much, right?
Yeah.
It's like
I'd say good with stews, good with fish.
English stuff.
Yeah, with no flavor. So you got to be really mild to not compete with English food,
I'd even use it as a breakfast. I'd even use it as a breakfast ale with blood pudding and fried eggs.
All right.
Look, you went straight to UK just now.
Straight up. I don't even know what half that stuff is, but I'll use it.
It's good for you.
Lola, were you about to say something earlier?
Oh, I was going to say it's like the 2.5 men of beer. You know, if it's 7:30 and you don't have anything else to do, you'll put it on and you maybe laugh a little bit, but you're not going to seek it out. You're not going to come back the next night. It's just there. It is what it is.
You heard it here. ESBs are the 2.5 men of beers.
I'm not sure if that's a compliment or not. Charlie Sheen 2.5 men or Ashton Kutcher 2.5 men?
Either, really. I stopped watching it 10 years ago. But every once in a while, when I'm waiting for something at 8 o'clock to come on, I watch the tail end and I'm like, oh, it's mildly amusing. But I never actually watch the whole half hour.
I'm sorry, guys, but I love a beer when there's grammatical errors on the label and misspellings. This one says an easy drinking beer that is light on the palate. The palate is spelled P-A-L-L-E-T, like that wooden thing that you pile up boxes on.
Palate jack.
I went to damn college for 4 years to get a damn English degree.
College is for suckers.
It is for suckers because people don't care.
That dude is definitely a homebrew guy who
lied. I don't think so.
I'm homeschooled.
His brother-in-law runs a mobile cannon system.
You know how Ricky Potts got blackballed by Firestone Walker. I'm gonna get blackballed by the Texas Beer Brewery Company, but I'm not sure I care.
We don't care.
Yeah.
Texas is a big state.
Yes, it is.
Vicky can get you some stuff from El Paso if it comes.
Well, I got lots of great beer here. I'm always representing. I just never tried these guys.
So right now we have the whole gambit. We have Lola drinking pretty good, enjoyable ESB in Red Hook. You have Linda drinking a very good example of ESB in what is it? Red Tail?
Flat Tail Brewery here in Corvallis.
And the one before that, which is Anvil by Alesmith. And now Jeffrey's drinking one that he really should be drain pouring, but for whatever reason he's not.
But remember this one. This one's solid. So Real Ale, Blanco, Texas. That's a Phoenix is a very nice ESB.
Okay. There's a thing with Real Ale, and I don't know what that means. But the guy that I wrote the review on, who's in Europe, he didn't have favorable things to say about Real Ale.
Like most of their beers are not exceptional. I'll be honest with you. Especially the couple of their most popular beers. They're a pretty big brewery in Texas, and that most of their stuff is unexceptional. But their seasonals are good. And this is a seasonal. This is a winter seasonal. So.
But Real Ale is like an actual movement in the UK. It's they put it on their pubs. Real Ale. It's I don't know if it's a marketing thing or what.
Yeah, this is just their brand, So they claim that in Texas. I don't know what it means, but
they've probably got it from Real Ale in England.
Yeah.
So a Real Ale is a top fermented beer. that completes well, all ales are, but it completes its secondary fermentation in the container from which it is served.
Oh. Just so means a bottle conditioned ale.
Yeah. Or a cask conditioned ale.
Yeah,
I can easily see that, yeah.
So it could be a lot of different beers.
I don't think it's worth anybody thinking it's any better than another non cask conditioned beer on. I mean it's some whatever. I don't think there's a whole lot you can say. There's much more you can say about ESBs. So, Linda, what are your final overall thoughts and impressions on the style, and would you seek it out?
Being it's a favorite of mine, yeah, I do seek it out, especially when I see it in pubs, because I like drinkable beers. I like drinkable beers with all kinds of food, and ESBs are very easy to drink.
Okay. Jeffrey?
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's not something I would seek out, but if I'm if I'm in the UK or in Europe or I'm at a British pub and they have a couple of good ones, I'll definitely order it. It's a drinkable beer. It's nice. It's enjoyable. And sometimes it's good to just shoot the breeze with, whoever's sitting on that stool next to you.
But you won't know that it's a good ESB unless you try it.
That's what I said. It's green eggs and ham, man. You got to try it, Sam. I am.
if I try these green eggs and ham, will you leave me alone? all right, Lola. Since this is your first foray into ESBs that you know of, what are your overall impressions of the style, and do you think that if you went to a British pub and you saw an ESB next to a American whatever, would you go for the ESB?
If I have a lot of money and I want to stock up on everyday beer, I might get a few. Because this is something I could drink again. I'm not necessarily saying I would, but I could. So if I have a lot of room and, we have the car and I've got a few boxes, I might buy some. But generally, it's not really anything I'm going to seek out.
So just a relaxing beer, just a beer if you're going to just hang out. It's almost like the first session beer before session beers were session beers. You had these ESBs that they were drinking in the pubs, not necessarily to get drunk, but just to have a good time, hang out with their friends, and have something to drink on while they're noshing on their British grub, and wasn't going to clash too much with their fish and chips. Or their blood pudding and eggs.
But I think Randy got to remember, most English ales are 4.2%. So I mean, they're all session ales. I mean, session ale is kind of an American concept once we started making bigger beers, and people wanted something they could drink more than eight of, and still mow the lawn. So, but back in the day, I mean, that's 4 to 5% is kind of it,
That's normal.
Yeah.
I would call it normal. We'll call it normal.
All right, well, there it is, folks. It's probably going to be one of the shorter Friday night hangouts that we've had, because the last thing we want to do is drag you on and get off style and start talking about my American strong ale when tonight's supposed to be about ESBs. So
I think everything's pretty much been said.
Yep.
Yeah. There just isn't really a whole lot. Does anybody know what the style for next week is?
Lager.
Is it?
Another favorite.
Yeah, I gotta go to another dentist appointment on Friday night.
is it really, Lola?
Yeah, because I looked it up because I was gonna drink the lager I have, but I was like, shoot.
Okay, last week we did Pilsners, and so this time it's gonna be any lager. So do not come here with no Coors Light. Don't come here with a Heineken. Don't come here with no Budweiser.
You did any lager.
Like,
I was gonna do it too.
macro lagers are not welcome in here. Okay. we want beer brewed the hard way, the real hard way.
The real hard way with effort.
Yeah.
And
so
and love.
So thank you for joining us. Be sure to join us next week when we talk about lagers. And remember, go follow us on Twitter at CBN Community. And next week, we'll see you. Cheers, everybody.
Cheers.
Cheers.